The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
B'chariz Daf Choftes. We have another Mishnah over here in the context of being done on the B'chor, that it's not just information, the animal has a mum, and it's yotze mikodesh and becomes tefillah mikdashim, it could be necha b'mume, but there's a whole din over here that's gone, the whole chalos of the psak. And the Mishnah says in the bottom of Amud Beis, "Anaitos chaliyos royes abechoyros, one who is paid for his work to see in paskin abechoyros, ein sheikh na alpiv el mkeno yomumche." We don't trust him. The Mishnah brings ila biyavne, and in that context, the Mishnah goes weiter. Achovtesim and alva, "Anaitos chori lodun dinov betelin." If somebody takes money for a psak halacha, dinov betelin, lohoyed edus of betelin. Any dover, it sounds like any dover should be kedusha. The Mishnah brings a different example, not only saying edus, not only being a dayan, to spritz mei pora aduma on a person, yeah, it's nothing. All these things are rendered invalid by the fact that a person was paid for his services. The Gemara says, "Minani mili amar Rav Yudam Rav Damakro rei lamati eschem mani bechinim avata bechinim." The Gemara brings a pasuk, which compares the maisa of a dayan, compares the maisa of somebody who's being oisik melechus hakodesh, teaching Torah, whole sugya nedarim daf lamed, where a person teaches Torah, where a person paskins, where a person says eidus, seemingly is all part of this. Re'eli mati eschem ani bechinam avato bechinam. Hadbeg b'midayis shal hakodesh baruch, the Rebbein Shalom is not a mercenary, the Rebbein Shalom doesn't charge money. If you charge money, you're not doing it the right way, you're not doing it b'dveikus midayis shal hakodesh baruch. So, Mamela, you render the act that you did, the psak that you gave, the hiro that you gave, you render that invalid. That's a klal in the Mishnah. Let's try to give this a little bit of context. Lamaisa. There's a whole discussion in the poiskim. This din of rei lamati eschem ani bechinim avata bechinim is deraisa, is an only asmakta, is maybe a knas from Chazal. Chazal were weary of unscrupulous people providing all sorts of public services for pay. We've seen the results of such practices. So over there, Chazal maybe passed the diunim, the edus that was given for pay. The expert witness that's brought in and has to be paid is possible. The Cheshek Shleiman in Zagoyis points out over here that the Lashon over here of Din of Betelin adds an extra level of seriousness. Chayot should say Din of Psulin. Possible. What's Din of Betelin? See, he brings like this. He says that the Rajba in Shvuis discusses different types of Psulei Eidus, and the Rajba is Mechadish that an Eidus, which is Nifso Mederabonon, that means Mederai, so the Eidus is an Eidus, has also fit to pass all the Eidus, even though Bezdin can't paskin. But Lamaisa, it's a chiddush of the Rashba, other Rishonim clearly argue, since Lamaisa midderaisa, the Edim were Edim mekubalim, it's moil that the person who's owed the money, kilu alpi, the Edus could be toifis money from the other person. If he takes the money from him without due recourse to law, to go into Bezdin, the money belongs to him. Says the Cheshek Shleimer that lefi that Rashba, we can understand that over here doesn't say din psum. The Cheshek Shleimer assumes, like the Paiskun that hold, that the din over here of mani mechinim avata mechinim is derabonah, and he says, but over here it says din of betelin. Over here what they did was like this. They said that a dayan is somebody who paskins dva Hashem. This should be a powerful hisoris to us, how to look in context at dayonus. Dayonus is a being dovuk ba'kodesh baruch hu. You're paskining the Rebbein Shalom's Torah, called Dayan Shedot, Dayan is called Elikim, called Dayan Shedot Din Emes, Shechina Yoshev Kinegde, and so on. The Dayan is doing Hashem's work. He's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this earth. If he's paid, he's not representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbein Shalom doesn't charge by the hour, and he doesn't even charge by the case. It certainly doesn't charge by the month. If that's true, then if we do things in a way, if we do godly service, if we do Avodas HaKodesh, and we get paid, then what we're doing is we're not being dovek. Teaching Torah, Melamed Torah Lama Yisrael, the Rebbein Shalom Shteller is Melamed Torah Lama Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu gets paid, then he's not doing it as an extension of Ma'anim Afu. He's not doing it as an extension of HaKodesh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. Dayanim are the same. In that case, says the Cheshek Shleimer that the reason why it says Betelin, the reason why it says Betelin is they're not Dayonim. If he's not a Dayin, then it's not a Din B'chal. It's not pshat that there's a psul midrabbonon. Shai, he's not a dayan. If he's not a dayan, then it doesn't work for anything. There's no din. It didn't happen. The edus is bottom. Lamaisa, the lashon of betelin. There's another place where the poskim dan. What would be the emphasis on that pesachet shuvah and chayshim mishra and simen tes, which brings this din? It's also the dinim of shoychad, where a person has vested interest in paskening, saying edus, and so on. The din is that the din is possible. Do we passel all his dinim l'mafreya, or it's only mekana labed? That's the shmuz of the pesachet shuvah. Pesachet shuvah points out that might be the word betelin. It's not just posel for now, but betelin, maybe l'mafreya. That's one nekuda. L'maisa, we pointed out that there's a discussion whether the psul is derabban and deraisa. The Cheshek Shleimer points out in the next piece over there that Rashi, in the posel of Mani, skips edus. Let's read the first lashon of Rashi in the Gemara. Menani mili dein noitlon schal al hoiro on psak v'talmud Torah, on teaching Torah. Doesn't bring edus. In our din of the Mishnah, we have schal lodun, lohoy edus of etelum, lahazis, lakadish, so on. So lahazis, lakadish, maybe it says avaydis hakodesh. Maybe. The edus is not included. Says the Cheshek Shleimer, it's meduyik in Rashi, that the edus, that the other dinim are deraisa, that Rashi holds the other dinim are deraisa, edus is only a din derabana, they added an edus ot to the other things. Why? Very pashut. The other things are avaydis hakodesh. Edus coming into Bezin to be an expert witness that his car was turning on a sharper angle than it should have, and the mele, it was his fault that the car crash happened. Being part of an edus is you're not representing a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's pushing it a little bit. So mele, the knas is only midrabanan. That's why Rashi doesn't include it in his hezber of the pasuk. Lamais, if you open up the Ram, the end of the second page of Kedushin, it's clear that he holds that even edus is deraisa. Shaila is, why taken? What's the avoidus HaKodesh of edus? It could very well be that maybe there's a fundamental principle over here that edus is also being maimed something, being maimed a reality of emes and bes. The Rambam in his Ashkofa psokim, the Rambam in Hilchas Yedidas HaTorah, when he talks about nevuah kibiz the edus is the pshat, and now bezin as a reality. So it could be that a reality, the ability to create reality, right? Loisana eid sheker is one of the Hashem Sadimis because it's a distortion of basic emes. So maybe saying edus and bezin is also considered avoida representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know. It sounds like drush, chesam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emes would make that saying emes in bezin is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. Could be. Lemaisa, but the Ran has been doing that, it's deraisa. Let's add one point. The Pesachet Shuvah in Lamed Dalid, he's talking over there, Psul Eidus, in Choshev Mishvitzim, Lamed Dalid, Sif Yud Ches, points out that it's meduik in that very same Ran, that what happens, let's say an aid took money to say Eidus. He was paid $100 to come to Vesni, to got his $100 and came to say Eidus. This is possible. That's clear. Let's say he gives back the pay. Shulchan Aruch says he has to give back the pay and then the Eidus. Question is whether he has to say the Eidus again. Does he have to go through the act of repeating his Eidus? Was the first act of Eidus a Maisa Agodas Eidus, but the Psak cannot be rendered Alpiv? Or more than that, the Maisa Agodas Eidus, it's not Eidus. It's as if he never said anything. L'maisa it's meduik in the Ram, he has to go back and say it again. It's not Eidus. The Neid Yehuda, the Pesach Chuvah Paskin is not that way. Meduik in the Ram says, Nishtamet me aneid bihuda diuk divrei haran. The ran is clear that you have to go back and say it again. What's the vort? The vort is that the psul of the edus, like we're saying, is not a psul. Rashi was saying that when you teach Torah, you're not a malamed Torah if you do it for pay. You're not a dayan if you do it for pay. But what are you going to say about edus? Edus is not avodas hakodesh. So what are you going to say? That since edus are involved in the judicial process, in the bezdin process, they passel the din Torah based on edus that was for pay. Okay. But the edus is edus. It's just you can't paskin. So now let's say they took back the money, so you could paskin. Why do the edus have to come and say it again? And Babin Ran Steinish does it. We pointed out the Ran is clothed the mani bechinim avata bechinim. We wondered about that. But the mani bechinim avata bechinim goes also on edus. If that's true, the edus is not how God is edus. It's not how God is edus. You have to come back and you have to repeat the edus. Again, what are we saying? We're putting down two tzadim. Is the psul deraisa derabonon? If it's derabonon, maybe it's only for the distortion shaboy. If it's deraisa, that means that it's not an edus. It's not a dayonus. It's not a teaching Torah. If it's not edus, then the pasha says you'll have to come back and you'll have to say more edus. You'll have to say the edus again. That's a chayv would be meduik in the Ran. Lamaisa, in that halacha that an eid who's paid, his edus is possible. Simon Lamedal and Choshe Mishpat, the Ktsois over there in Lamedal brings in Marie Ben Leva, famous Ktsois, where he brings, L'chayr, there's a very straightforward reason to pass the edus. Forget about lofty, mani b'chinam, avata b'chinam, or wandering, or knossos. Straightforward. If you're paid to say edus, how objective could you be? That's called edus without an negius. That's called edus. Isn't such an edus? En l'chon nechshad l'sheker yoyse from somebody who's paid. If you know that a guy's being paid, a lawyer, a high-end lawyer, is being paid $1,000 an hour for appearing in court, do you believe one word he says? Do you believe somebody's lawyer? Maybe you'll listen to his arguments or whatever, but you're gonna believe him? He has nemonus? An aid that's paid, isn't that a chash m'shaker? A black and white chash m'shaker? Comes along Mari Ben Leiv. This is the discussion of the Ketzoy Sovereign. He says, you see over here, gewaldige Sache. There's a psul of Negebe Eidus. That's what it's talking about over there. Negebe Eidus means that somebody has a vested interest in this Eidus. I'm being made that a certain field belongs to Reuven. It's not my field. It's a interior between Reuven and Shimon. I have a vested interest because I have a controlling interest in a different company that Reuven has partnership with. And if the company dissolves, I'll be able to, whatever it is, the cheshbon is, make me into a neger be'edus on the edus of, on ownership of that field. Neger be'edus is what? A person can't be made on himself. You know, they made alatzmoy. But what about a person not being made on himself? He's being made on somebody else, but he has a vested interest. The pashtus is, the reason why it's not edus, is because chash mishaka. Says the Mari Ben Leiv, you see that even where a person has a vested interest, there's no chash mishaka. There's no bigger vested interest than a person who's being paid to appear in court. And still, we don't look at him as a chash mishaka. The reason for that is because two Edom come in. Chazal learn up the Parsha and the Torah that when two Edom come into Bezin, they are considered objective truth. Objective truth does not have with it a chash mishaka. The Torah did not place a chash mishaka, otherwise the whole institution of Edom is under question. Chazal Akdoshim, the Torah Akdoshim, consider two Edom to be foolproof, ironclad. There's nothing subjective about it. They create objective truth in Bezin. There's no chash mishaka. What is it? It's just if you have a vested interest, it's ki'ilu, you're saying edus on yourself, adam korve, it's a latzmoy, you're possible because as if you're saying edus on yourself, which is not edus. Edus by definition means you're testifying on somebody else. Testifying on your own behalf, the same way you can't testify on yourself that you did naveiro. In other mesim atzmi rosha, in other akadam korve, it's a latzmoy, a person cannot, not because we're afraid he's gonna lie, but because it's not edus. That's the discussion by Reb Leiv in the Ketzois. But let's add one point. Dayonim certainly have a parsha of chash that they're gonna paskin wrong based on vested interest. We call that shaychat. That's over there in Chesh Mishpat Simen Tes. Pat is the psokim of the dinim of Shoichad and Dayanim who have a vested interest. We're extremely strict with Dayanim. The reason for that is very straightforward. Edim say over an objective reality they saw with their own eyes. That is objective. Dayanim are paskin, uvnis of the libe means you paskin based on what you understand. You medama milsalimil, so you understand, you process the information and you process what happened and what the psak should be in a certain way. In that sense, the definition of what the dayan is doing is so subjective, is so able, and it needs so much impartiality that the Torah passed any, even if he gets money from both sides. But that, again, that's not pshat, that chash mishaker is not the parsha of a person who's being paid. A person who's being paid is because he's not mani b'chinam avata b'chinam. That chash of sheker will paskin the toitzois. It just means that the psak that Dayanim come out with is not reliable. You can't believe the psak. Does it mean that the mice of Dayanus is not a mice of Dayanus? No, doesn't mean that. So that would be a psak only by Dayanim. By Eidus, like we're saying, the mice is a mice of God is Eidus. There is no chash b'shaker. But if somebody is paid, according to the Ran Akoponim, he doesn't have a shame aid. He doesn't have a shame dayan. Okay, that's the essentials of this din. We'll add one more point, that the idea of mani b'chinim, avat b'chinim, is also discussed at the end of the second paragraph of Metziah, paragraph of Metziah, is, legabi ha'shov v'saveda, the person is not allowed to charge for his services of returning an aved. It says over there, Schar Batola, he's allowed to take, the same way he's allowed to take over here, Schar Batola, if he's going to take a loss, he's not mechuyev to return an aved where he's going to have a bigger aved, he's going to have a bigger hefset. That's a person's financial security comes before his chiyuv to return to somebody else. But lemaisa, if he's returning, he's not allowed to take money for it. The one who's mayrich on the comparison, whether this is the same din or not, is the, because it's harder to understand by Shavas Avedi, you're doing Avedis HaKodesh, but to say the mani b'chinam avata b'chinam legabi, like we say by Deyonis and Eidus, is a hard sushta. Devin Ozlur, Mrs. Zalman, in Gzelev Avedi Perkut, Beis Halacha Gimel, is mayrich the fact that the Rambam paskins over there, that Lamaisa legabi Shavas Avedi, he says over there, Mochim Shinoag Ulitol Schar Neutlin. Now, L'choy, the Gemara says by us, that's an Isser. Mani b'chinam avat b'chinam is an Isser. So L'choy, how could you say that with this minig to take money that you could take? What happened to the Isser? Rabbi Zalman explains that it's really two different sugyas. The mani b'chinam avat b'chinam that you're doing, you're representing on Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dayonus, we discussed by Eidus, Pashas, Machlekes, Rashi, and Iran. He says that's only true when you're talking about Torah, you're talking about Dayonus, Eidus. Hashavas Aveda is not. Hashavas Aveda just means since you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvahs are your chiyuv. You can't charge somebody for that you're mechuyiv to do. You're mechuyiv to look out for another year, to return his Aveda. How could you charge money for that? But it's a different halacha. It's memela. Since you can't charge for a mitzvah, normally when I provide a service for somebody, so he's taking something of mine. I'm not mechuyev to give it to me. I give him my time, I give him my energy, I give him my creative abilities. I'm charging for that. But over here, he's taking my koiches in terms of that I'm returning his aveda. I'm mechuyev to do that. I can't charge for that. It's not considered my hefse that I could charge for. But there's no isser per se on being paid for it. You're not representing any ideal by returning an aved. So what happens if the minig is to charge for it? So then you can charge for it. You could charge for something which is not a hefse. If that's the minig, you could charge. It's a simple chesh mishpat halacha that you can't charge for something which you have no claim on, you have no tvi on. But if the minig is to charge for that, so that's not a problem. Masha'ikin, where the nekuda is, that there's an isser in being paid because you represent an ideal, mani afato. So then if you charge for it, you're in violation of that. See, not only is it din bottle, but you also have an issur to charge. We'll get back to that in Mitzvah Shem the next year, where there would be another nafkamina between something that would be mutter, but there would, something that you'd, the din would be a din, but there would still be an issur. We'll see in Mitzvah Shem the Gabi Gittin. The Rabbi Zalman adds that there's another chilek also. You look at the lashonis of the Rambam, it's meduyik, that by Hashovas Aveda, you're allowed to charge not only the, let's say you had to let go of a day's work in order to return his pora that was getting swept away by Harvey, and you grabbed his cow. In order to bring it to him, so you lost a day's work. Not only the hefsid moment you're allowed to charge for, it means that the Gemara says be'aschar batol, you're allowed to charge for the hefsid moment, but over there by Hashav Saved, you're allowed to charge for schar tircha. It's not a matter of what you lost. You're allowed to charge for schar tircha. You're not allowed to charge a professional fee, but you're allowed to charge minimal schar tircha. What's the pshat? He says because, again, there's no isser. You're mechuyev to do it, you're not allowed to charge for it. But lemaisa, it took you tircha. You mechuyev to do the mitzvah, but you're not mechuyev to be matriach. The mitzvah does not necessitate being matriach. Since there's no isser, so then you can break it down to two pieces. To charge itself for the service rendered, that you can't. But to charge for the physical effort expended on his behalf, that you can. How to break that down exactly? That's a shmuz and poiskim. How to break down the professional service charge from the tircha, the aching back muscles, tircha. Yeah, you have to break that down. Lemay services, Zalman just adds that the Ramban would seem to be mavur, not the way he analyzes it. The Ramban brings another dogma. The Ramban in Teres HaOdom, the famous kuntrus, the Ramban discusses dinim b'kuf nefesh. He discusses the chiyuv of a roife l'rapois for free because mani afata the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a roife chaylim, but a doctor don't announce this from the Bima, but a doctor is doing Avodas HaKodesh by saving lives. Why we're able to charge today is it, the Welt says you're charging, he's charging for the fact that he sat in medical school and he did 30-hour shifts when he was a resident. But Be'etzem, when a person healed, in the old days, a person healed, he had a chush, he had a feeling for what would work and what didn't work. It didn't come from professional training. There was no professional training. In that sense, what you're doing when you minister to the sick is simply you're representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's mani b'chinim avatu b'chinim, you're not allowed to charge. Says the Ramban in that context compares refuah tashavas aveda. By both the mani b'chinim, you see that he holds it hashavas aveda also. The fact that you're being Isaac b'mitzvah is not just you can't charge for it financially because you're mechuyev. So there's no professional wage. It's more than that. There's mani b'chinim, there's an isser to charge, l'chayra, that will not fit with the way Rabbi Zalman puts down the Rambam. More than that, by both of them, by refuah and by hashavas aveda, it says that you're allowed to take tchartecha. So the Ramban is certainly not consistent with Rabbi Zalman's analysis. Rabbi Zalman himself points that out. But in the Rambam, l'chayr, it's very shtak. There's two different disparate mani b'chinams. One of them is that there's an isser on the act of taking wages. You're distorting what it means to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in service to mankind. One. The second one is you can't charge a professional wage for somebody who's not taking it away from you. You have to do it. But not that your act is an act which is distorted when you charge for it. Two different halachas. So those are the basics. And Hashem, the next year we'll take this somewhat further.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.